大家早
，Good morning。
先来把今天讲到的经文读一下。
Let's first read the scripture for the sermon。
请赵弟兄来，李弟兄来带领我们来读哈，怎么样读
？Okay, it's in the back of the bulletin. We are reading.
大家都有这个经文在那个。
It's in the back. We're going to read the book of First Corinthians.Chapter 6, verse 11 to 20. English. Okay, we read in Mandarin. 第十一节，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。凡事我都可行，但不都有益处；凡事我都可行，但无论那一件，我总不受他的辖制。食物是为肚腹，肚腹是为食物，但神要叫这两样都废坏。身子不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也是为身子。并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？因为主说二人要成为一体，但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论是什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
我邀请那个听英语的弟兄姐妹一起把这个英文读一下。
I invite the English speaking congregation, we read the English scripture together.
One, two, three.
And that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified.You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I have the right to do anything, you said, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord.And the Lord for the body. But his power God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with prostitute? Never. Do you know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh.But whoever is united with the Lord is one with them in spirit. Free from sexual immorality, all other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit which is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price.Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
愿我口中的言语、心中的意念都蒙主悦纳。
May my words from my mouth and the thinking in my brain and my mind will be accepted by the Lord.
愿众弟兄姐妹们他们的心意念都蒙主悦纳。
May all the hearts and the mind of all the brothers and sisters be also be accepted by God.
愿圣灵在我们当中做感动的工作。
May the Holy Spirit be the one to inspire us.
有一个谦卑的心能够接受主的话。
And we all have a humble heart to receive God's words.
我们把以下时间恭敬地交给主。
We put the time, following time, to before the Lord.
愿主祝福我们，与我们同在。
May the Lord give us grace and bless us and be with us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的讲题就是凡事都可行吗？
The title of this, today's sermon is Can we do anything?
在旧约圣经创世纪里面，我们看到人使用自由意志去选择他们的需要。
In the book of Genesis, we see that people use free will to choose, to choose their needs and what they want to do.
今天你给我仍然可以使用这个自由意志去做一些你想要决定做的事。
Today, you still can use free will to choose what you want to do.
在创世纪第二章第七节讲到上帝用地上的尘土做人。
It was written in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, and the God said that then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground.
这里他所用那个做字是用 YYSR.
In here, the word who formed, and in Hebrew, the word is YYSR.
到这十九节讲到上帝做各样的走兽各样的飞鸟的时候它是用 YSR
But in verse 19 when God formed all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky he used the word YSR
所以呢我们知道上帝在做走兽的时候所用的原来的原文的字就是 YSR
So the word that God formed the animal and birds they used the word YSR
然后做人的时候，这个做字就用 YYSR。
When he makes man, he used the word making and or forming. You use the words YYSR.
那为什么上帝在做人的时候多了一个 Y 呢
？Why there's an extra Y when God makes people？
这个 Y 字的含义就是形成、构成，也许是拼作。也许是塑作而成的意思。
The meaning of the letter Y is about a form and to construct, to compose, or to shape.
自古犹太人的老师拉比他们解释说，上帝是有这两个 Y， 为什么多出两个 Y？ 上帝有特别的用意。
From a traditional rabbi's interpretation, this extra Y has a special purpose from God.
他说，一个 Y 是倾向好的。
He said one of the Y is inclined for goodness.
另外一个 Y 是倾向是恶的。
And the other Y is more inclined to wickedness.
这种倾向是藏在人的心底里面。
And this type of inclination is deeply rooted in people's hearts.
人可以运用他的意志，自由意志，去自由选择他们的倾向。
Man can use their own free will to choose what their inclination.
简而言之，就是上帝在做人的时候，就给人有了一个自由意志去选择。
So in simple terms, that means when God is creating man, He gave the free will to people for them to make decisions.
所以今天你给我仍然可以凡事都可以行。
Therefore, today you can do anything.
你仍然可以选择好的、善的。
You can choose goodness.
也许倾向可以选不好的、恶的。
Or inclined to choose wickedness.
这种自由意志的选择已经藏在你的心里面。
This choice of free will is already rooted in your heart.
很多年前我在西雅图做 mission 的做传教的时候。
Many years ago in the city of Seattle, I was preaching.
我在西雅图的 downtown 有一个拘留所。
There's a detention center in downtown Seattle.
我每两周礼拜三都去那边看一些拘留的人。
Every two weeks on Wednesday, I went to see these people there.
给他们一起唱歌，一起读经，一起呢祷告。
I sing with them and read the Bible and also pray with them.
有一位美国的老姐妹给我一起。
There's an old American lady was with me.
这个侍奉真的非常的好。
And this ministry is wonderful.
大概每一次大概有20多人围在一起。
And every time there was about 20 something more people there.
我最兴奋的就是问他们有什么事情可以代祷。
And the most exciting thing I did was, you know, asking them, "What can I pray for you?"
真的很多人都提出祷告的代祷的事项。
Many people they talk about their praying items.
其中有一个年轻人，他就请我们为他祷告。
And among them, there was a young people. He asked me to pray for him.
因为他要等待法官来判决他的案件。
Because he was waiting for the judge to put a verdict to a case or his case.
后来我问他，你犯了什么事要这么严重？
And then asked him what was happened to you when that was so serious.
他说牧师请为我祷告。
He said, Pastor, please pray for me.
因为我开车把人撞到了。
Because when I was driving, I hit people.
但在一刹那之间。
In a split second.
我决定跑掉。
I decided to run off.
就是 hit and run.
And this is hit and run.
跑掉。但是后来被抓到了。
But later I was caught.
然后就要等法官来裁判。
And I had to wait for the judge's decision.
所以人有时候在一刹那之间。
And many times in split second.
他们做了一个决定，是倾向好的呢，还是倾向坏的呢？
And people will make a decision either inclined to goodness or wickedness.
所以在我们的心底里面，我们都有这个自由意志的选择。
In our hearts, we all have this free will to choose what to do.
很可惜，这个年轻人就是 hit and run， 撞到人跑掉，是真的是不好的事情。
Unfortunately, this young man he hit and run, and which is not a good thing.
我不知道那个结果是怎么样。
I don't know what's the consequence.
但是我知道这个是不简单的事情。
But this is not a simple thing.
所以在纽约，尤其是在 city。在城市里面，我们过马路的时候，真的要非常小心。
Especially in New York City, when you cross the road, you have to be very careful.
我亲眼看见很多人都是冲红灯的。
I saw many people, you know, rush the red light.
也有撞到人跑掉的。
They hit people and they ran away.
有一些基督徒，他们活在一个凡事都不可能的世界里面。
However, there are some Christians, they actually work in a world that many things are not allowed to do.
我不晓得你是不是活在这个环境里面。
I don't know if you are actually living in such kind of environment.
我做了一些简单的研究，归了起来，大概有15个不可能。
I have some study and I can concluded about 15 don't.
如果有一些是你是这样的话，抱歉啊，我不是针对你哈。
If you actually facing some of these things, sorry, I'm not, you know, pick on you.
那第一个是
picking on you.
第一个是他，这些基督徒活在一个不能看电影。
And some Christians they cannot watch a movie.
不能跳舞。
They're not allowed to dance.
不能抽烟。
They're not allowed to smoke.
不能喝酒。
Not allowed to drink.
不能去酒吧看表演。
They're not allowed to go to the bar to
不能去买那个彩券。
Not allowed to buy lottery tickets.
不能去打麻将。
Not allowed to play mahjong.
不能呢买马票。
Not allowed to buy a gambling ticket.
广东人不能吃那个猪红粥。
And for Cantonese, you're not allowed to eat congee with pig's blood.
Yeah, 广东人很喜欢吃稀饭，他把那个猪血来煮稀饭吃。这个不能，有些人反对你要吃猪血是不洁净的。
Because Cantonese like to eat congee, but they want to put the pig's blood in the congee. It tastes good usually.
第十呢，是有些女的不能化妆。
And for sisters not allowed to do makeup.
不能穿那个很性感的衣服。
And not allowed to wear sex appealing clothes.
不能带任何的装饰品。
And not allowed to wear any jewelry.
十三，不能向父母祖宗举行那个拜祖宗礼。
And not allowed to worship your ancestors.
十四，不能同时交两个男朋友、两个女朋友。
And you cannot have simultaneously two boyfriends or two girlfriends.
15呢, 不能爱老公, 老婆多过爱上帝。
And the last one, you are not allowed to love your spouse more than God.
我很简单做了一些统计，就是只有十五个。
I make some statistics, you know, and
可能你做的,
find out
可能你还更多。
Maybe you have more.
啊, 我相信有些人不信耶稣啊, 可能是因为以上的原因。
Indeed, I think some people they do not believe in Jesus because of the above reasons.
有一位, 圣公会的会友, 有人问一个圣公会的会友说, 你为什么喜欢做圣公会的信徒?
There are people they asked a member of the Episcopal Church, and why do you want to be a member of the Episcopal Church?
这个会友笑笑的就回答这个问题说，做圣公会的信徒比较自由，没有约束，也没有压力。And
this member's reply, you know, like a joke, he said, "A Episcopal Church members has more freedom. There's no restriction and no pressure."
啊，我打麻将，牧师不骂我。
And pastor will not scold me about playing mahjong.
我不去做礼拜，有没有人说我犯罪了？
And nobody will say you are sins if you don't go to the Sunday service.
不过他说了一句说，最受感动的就是每一次做礼拜，我都要向上帝认罪。
But he said that the most remarkable thing is that on each worship, he need to still ask for forgiveness from God.
在生命中，上帝永远都给我们有悔改的智慧，得到赦罪的欢乐。In
our life, God always gives us a chance for repentance, so that we have the joy of being forgiven.
我是一个圣公会牧师。I
am a pastor of a Episcopal Church.
我希望人人都能够到主的面前认罪悔改。I
want everyone to come to the Lord to confess and repent.
坦而无惧地到主上帝面前，诚心欢欣地赞美敬拜主。And
be fearless and when come to the Lord and praise Him with faith and joy.
基于人的嗜好和生活方式。
Regarding to people's hobbies or their way of life,
只要不违反心身健康和公理的道德,
as long as it's not against a health or moral issues,
人人都有自由意志去选择自己的生活方式,
and everybody has free will to choose their own way of life.
圣灵也会教导我们和感化我们的生命,
and the Holy Spirit will lead us and teach us and inspire our lives.
保罗说凡事都可行,
and Paul said, I have the right to do anything.
但是有三个原则,
but there are three principles.
第一,不都是有益处,
not everything is beneficial.
第二,不受他的辖制,
and we not to be mastered by it.
第三,我们要荣耀上帝,
and the third is we need to glorify God.
不都是有益处,是一个警告语,
and not everything is beneficial is a kind of like a
warning. 这是告诉你,如果你凡事都做,应该要考虑三方面的情况。
This tells you, if you can do anything, you should consider these three aspects of benefits.
就是第一,你对自己有没有好处。
And the first is it beneficial to yourself?
第二,对别人有没有害处。
And second is it harmful to others?
第三, 对这个社会有没有影响?
And the third one, is it a bad impact to the society?
所以当你凡事都可以做的时候，你要思考这三个原则。
So when you think you can do anything, you should ponder on these three benefits.
然后就决定你要做还是不要做。
And then decide whether you want to do or not.
这是保罗给我们的一个原则。
This is a principle that Paul has given us.
这是一个公益社会的公理标准。
And this is also a standard for a society with justice.
如果人的生活行为,
if people's life and their behaviors
不向着这个方向走,
it's not going in this direction,
如果向着另外一个方向走,
if they go the other direction,
人的自私心过重,
and our selfishness is too high, too much,
就会失去一个好的倾向。
And we will not be inclining to the good.
甚至乎我们堕落在罪恶当中。
or may even we will kind of fall into a sins and
被,
crimes.
被法律制裁,
and be punished by law.
被良心谴责,
and scolded by our own consciousness.
所以当你凡事都可行的时候,
so when you think that you can do anything,
同时也要想想有没有好处,有没有害处,有没有影响。
Think about if it is beneficial and the pros and cons.
我知道很多人都喜欢抽烟。
I know a lot of people, they like to smoke.
现在很多年轻人也抽烟。
Nowadays, many young people, they smoke.
他们抽的摩登烟。
They smoke the modern
电子烟
他们对于好好玩，说明他们买，他喜欢抽那个电子烟。 Because of you know they think it's fun, so they bought the e-cigarette.
我爸爸以前都抽烟的。
My father used to smoke a lot.
但我的大儿子大概是三四岁左右。
My older son was about 3 to 4 years old.
因为他常常看电视，他看到那个电视里面劝勉人不要抽烟。
So he watched a lot of TV, and he watched the TV asking people not to smoke.
所以他看到爷爷抽烟的时候呢,
so when he saw his grandpa was smoking,
他就说爷爷是吸毒。
He said, Grandpa, you're drug addict.
他很大声地说爷爷吸毒。
Grandpa, you are using drugs.
所以我的爸爸听到这个吸毒给抽烟有很大的距离啊。
And my father, you know, when he hit, he know that you know, cigarette and drugs is a big gap between them.
所以他不很喜欢孙子这样说他。
He doesn't want he doesn't like the grandsons talking about this.
但是一个四岁的小孩他不懂。
But a 4 years old, he didn't understand the difference.
后来我爸爸就想一下,
and later on, my dad, you know, really thought about that.
我不能在家抽烟,
I cannot smoke at home anymore.
因为我的孙子常常说我吸毒,
because my grandsons told me that I was
所以我抽烟不要让他看到。
When I smoke, I cannot let him look at me.
然后我就舒服一点,
and I will feel more comfortable.
那后来他知道抽烟不好了。
And then later, my dad knows that smoking is not good.
所以他把烟戒掉。
And he can't get rid of the smoking.
他也很喜欢喝酒。
And he also liked to drink also.
真的每餐那个酒杯不离。
And every meal he has to drink.
所以呢，后来胃已经烂了。
And his stomach was ruined.
以后就割了一半的胃。
It was half of the stomach was cut off.
然后听医生说，不再喝酒了。
And then he listened to the doctor saying, and drinks
no more.
And smoking and drinking actually mastered people.
所以第二,凡事都可行,
the second principle,
第二个原则就是你不受他的,
the second principle is do not be mastered by it.
因为瑕疵就是受他约束,受他的圈子。
Because be mastered means that you will be restricted and be bounded by it.
你没有他,
before you don't actually don't want to live, and you
失去他,
and you feel like you know losing the meaning and target of life.
有失去了人生的目标了,
and you also lose your target.
那现在的社会里面, 许多的儿童给青少年人,
and nowadays a lot of kids and youth,
他们是受到那个电子游戏机的那种下制。
And many of them are kind of mastered by the electronic games.
他们一有空的时候, 他们就play games.
Whenever they have time, they play the video games.
他什么的事情在迷失在生活上, 其他的事情, 什么都不管。
They lost in many things in lives.
他极喜欢就是play game, 打 iPhone 以后 text 以后上网。
They do not care about any other thing. They only want to play games, iPhone and testing.
我常常在过马路都看到很多年轻人，因为他喜欢听歌啊。他们过马路的从来不看车了，就这样冲过去的，冲出去的啊。
I saw many, many young people, they loved they listening to the music while they're crossing the road. They didn't pay much attention. I was really worried about them. And this electronic product became the majority in their lives.
也减少了与人与人的
It reduced is the interpersonal communication.
年轻人这一代都活在热身乐意的新产品里面。
And these young people, they live in this, you know, new electronic era.
所以在这个话语里面成为他们新的一种话语的人生。
And then they became their, you know, their own lives.
不然的话他们就会感觉到很失落。
Otherwise, they will be feeling lost and frustrated.
在今年很多的夏令营啊, 年轻人的夏令营,
and there are many summer camps for young people this year.
他们要把他们的手机都锁起来,
they need to lock up their cell phone.
所有参与那个暑假营的, 年轻人都要把手机锁起来。
And all the young people who was participating in the summer camp need to lock up their cell phone.
他们要他在三天之内写一个 那个明信片给他的爸爸妈妈。
And they need to write a postcard to their parents.
不用打电话。
And do not use the phone.
不用笔写的。
And use your pen.
要寄给他。
And to mail it to them.
哎呀, 有很多的很头大。
And many kids was really
很久没有写了。
Yeah, they really frustrated because they always contacted nowadays by phone. They want to let the young people have a new feeling.
所以现在的, 儿童, 年轻人都被电子产品的辖制。
So this modern era, many youths are mastered by the electronic games.
使家庭啦, 学校啦, 这些儿童年轻人的健康等等都产生许多的问题。
That created a lot of problems for the parents, the teachers, and the youth's health.
现代人很自由的去选择，凡事都可行。
Many people have the freedom to choose and they want to do anything.
结果许多人都被他所行的受到辖制。
But because of that, they all be mastered by them.
不能翻身。
It cannot reverse.
受尽痛苦, 甚至死亡, 丧失了生命。
They suffered a lot to a point they might lose their life.
在世上有四种的, 环境是常常让人沉迷的。
And there's many things that actually people are addicted to.
就是第一是吸毒。
And first is drugs.
第二是酗酒。
And the drinking.
第三是嫖娼。
And prostitution.
第四是沉迷赌博。
And the fourth one is gambling.
这四种的活动。
And these four type of things.
在美国是最高的活动。
It's happened most among the young people.
我在海员会里面工作了有 就是 schedule time, part time 的工作了很久, 专门向海员
I have a past work with sailors, and I have a ministry towards them.
有一次我在接一般的 年轻的海员到海员中心。
And at one time I took a couple of young sailors to the sailors center.
那有一个年轻人跑来问我。
And then the young people came to me and asked me a question.
他说, 牧师你能不能带我去, 这个, 有一个地方叫 Times Square?
And they asked me, Pastor, can you take me to a place called Times Square?
Yeah, Manhattan, 有个Times Square, yeah, 大家都知道, Times Square. 我问他你为什么要去哪里呢?
And I asked him, why do you want to go there?
哎呀, 你知道我要看些东西吗?
And he said, you know, I want to see something.
我说你要看什么呢?
And Pastor said, what do you want to see?
他不好意思告诉我要看什么。
He doesn't feel comfortable to say that.
我知道他想要去看什么。
And I know what he wants to see.
因为 Times Square 是一个 红灯区。
Because Times Square was a red light district.
所以我跟他说, 我做牧师不能带你去哪里哦。
And I said, I'm a pastor, I cannot take you there.
我这个 van 载你去的，只能载你到船上船， 然后到海员中心。
And I only can take you to the boat and the ship and or to the sailor center.
我的工作就是这样。
This is my job.
如果你要去，但是我劝你不要去那些地方好了。
If you want to go, but I want to let you know that I want you not going.
因为那些地方也不安全。
And the place, those places are not safe.
你会受，可能会受害。
You may be harmed.
可能呢，完了忘记了，不能忘记上船了。
But you will kind of like forgot to.
你要船开了，你就没有那个工作了。
And the ship left, and you will lose your job.
所以这些都是不好的活动。
And those are not good activities.
这些会使人受辖制。
And those activities will last over us.
使臣享乐。
And you want, just want to, you know.
最后是苦不堪言。
But first is the enjoyment, but at the end you will suffer.
在纽约州。 要做一个决定。
And New York, the state of New York will make a decision.
我们的州长以前是反对买大麻的。
Our governor used to oppose selling marijuana.
现在他决定怎么样还不知道。
And now I don't know what his decision.
反卖大麻合法化。
And he tried to make marijuana sales legal.
我所知道最大的目标就是增加税收。
And I know that the main beneficial to the government is to increase tax.
看一些文章说医疗的目的是不是最重要？
I saw a article say that you know the goal of a medical system.
没有错，这个目标是希望能够医疗人的身体上的那个有问题毛病。
The goal of the medical system is to help people to heal their problems.
但到现在那个数字还是不是很高。
And but the numbers, the effect is not high.
所以呢，这个是一个大的问题来了。
So this is a big problem.
因为这样会影响人民的健康，有很大的损害。
And this will be a disaster to people's health.
但是对医疗的功效却不是很大。Yes,
the medical effect is not apparent.
所以我们看到现在美国，他们决定一些的政策是有很大的危险。And
now we see that in America, when they make a decision, a policy, there was a lot of problem.
你看看那一些州已经开放买大麻的地方，已经开始很乱。
There's a lot of, you know, chaos for those states who make marijuana sale legal.
在纽约城市里面，我们看见那些吸大麻的人都睡在街上。
In New York State, we saw that those people laying around the ground who are actually marijuana takers.
这都有这个表现出来。
And we all see the effect.
所以我们真的要为我们的政府祷告。
And we really need to pray for our government.
第三个，凡事都可行。第三个原则就是要荣耀上帝。
The third principle for doing anything is to glorify God.
你知道不知道你们教会的那个主题，一年的主题是什么吗？
Do you know the theme or yearly theme of your church?
看一看好不好？
You can see on the bulletin board.
2100年的年主题是荣耀神的侍奉和生命。
And the theme of 2018 is the Operation Glory.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let us read together.
荣耀神的侍奉和生命。 但愿我们都有一个荣耀神的生命。
May all of us has a life that glorifies God.
在哥林多的教会的信徒是比较熟识的。
The believers in the Corinth church was relatively worldly.
他们对物质跟情欲都比较任意放纵。
They all indulge in fleshly desires.
所以在圣经里面，保罗说他们是食物是为杜甫，杜甫是为食物。
That's why Paul said that they for them food for the stomach and stomachs for food.
所以后来保罗说，你们这两样都会没有了，都会啊。
And so Paul emphasized that you know both of these you're going to be without them.
所以保罗强调身子不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也是为身子。
And Paul said the body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord.
所以我们的身子是为主。
And our body is for the Lord.
所以我们知道看在很多年前有一位很出名的篮球明星。 报纸说他与超过10,000名女性有性关系。
And many years ago, there was a famous basketball player, and the newspaper said that he had sex with more than 10,000 females.
结果他是艾滋病的代言者。
End up, he became a AIDS carrier.
不能再打篮球了。
And cannot play basketball anymore.
身子不是为人淫乱，乃是为主。
The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord.
保罗向哥林多的信徒解释说，基督为人死。
And Paul explained to the believers in the Church of Corinth that Christ died for people.
他并不是拯救人的一小部分。
He does not save only a small portion.
乃是把整个人的身体和灵魂来拯救过来。
But for the whole person, the body and soul.
并且与主联合成为一灵。
And they be united with the Lord and become one spirit.
When
we have God's spirit in our life,
and
we will glorify God.
Therefore,
Paul opposed prostitution.
And
he admonished people to flee from sexual immorality. And not to contaminate our
bodies.
Because our bodies are temples of God and God dwells inside.
而且是用耶稣的生命重价赎回来的。
And our lives are redeemed by Christ for a high price.
所以我们要逃避淫行, 因为人所犯的, 无论是什么罪, 都在身子以外, 唯有行淫的是得罪了自己的身子。
So Paul says, free from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against his own body.
所以我们凡事都可行, 但一定要荣耀神。
And we can do anything, but we need to honor God.
在旧约的利未记里面20章第7-8节这样说, 所以你们要自洁成圣。 因为我是耶和华你们的上帝，你们要谨守遵行我的律例，我是教你们成圣的耶和华。In
the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 7 to 8, it says, "Consecrate yourself and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy."
21st century is a科学进步的时代。
The 21st century is a technologically advanced era.
也是一个充满暴力和色情的时代。
It's also an era full of violence and sexual immorality.
这个是我们每天可以在电视看见的。
And we can see this every day in front of the TV.
我们每天可以在电脑看见的。
We can see it from your computer.
我们每天可以在报纸上看见。
And we can see all every day on newspapers.
人都向往凡事都可行，却不计较后果和责任。
People long for doing anything, but without thinking of consequence and responsibilities.
Sorry.
They just want to satisfy their own desires.
上帝做人有两个歪。
And when God makes people, there are two whys.
一个歪是倾向善的。
One of the whys is inclined to goodness.
一个歪是倾向恶的。
The other way is inclined to wickedness.
这种倾向仍然藏在你我的心底里面。
And this inclination is deeply rooted in your hearts.
人可以运用他的自由意志去选择他的倾向。
People can use the free will to choose their inclination.
所以今天你仍然可以凡事都可做，凡事都可以行。
So today you can do anything and can do whatever you want.
你仍然可以选择归于善，归于恶。
You still can choose you to be good or be bad.
有一个牧师，他在一个教会里面侍奉，他们的教会的名字叫神的教会 Almighty God Church.
There's a pastor who's serving a church. The name of the church is Church of Almighty God. Mighty God Church.
啊，他礼拜六做得很晚，然后就打个电话给师母说，我啊快要回来了。
He works very late on Saturday night and then called his wife that I'm coming back home.
哦，但是电话一直不停的响着，没有人接。
And the phone keep on ringing, but nobody pick it up.
他让他在，也许他在啊听不到，所以再让他响一段时间。
So the pastor let it ring, the phone ring for couple more minutes.
但都没有人听，他把风就挂掉了。
But nobody pick up, so he just hung up.
然后再把桌上的整理一下，然后再打电话给他的太太。
And then he cleaned up his desk and he called again.
哦，马上有人接了。
And then ended up someone answered.
那牧师问他，哎呀，你刚才去哪里？我打电话给你，你没有接啊。
And pastor said, what were you doing? I called you before.
他说没有啊，我整天都在旁边啊，电话在我旁边啊，没有打来哦。
And pastor wife said, I was there, I was here all the time, though I didn't hear any ringing.
哦，可能我打错吧，我瞬间马上回来了。
And the pastor said, maybe I dialed wrong number. I'm coming back home now.
礼拜一的早上，他在教会里面办公。
And on Monday morning, the pastor is working in his office in the church.
有人打电话来。
And someone called him.
他问：“哎，你们有没有人礼拜六晚上打电话给我啊
？”And is anybody from your church was call me on Saturday night？
那个牧师再想一回，好像没有啊。哎呀，抱歉，抱歉。对，我曾经打错了一个电话。
And the pastor think about this. Yes, I remember. I make a wrong call.
啊，真抱歉，我真的不是有意的打错了电话。
I'm really sorry. I wasn't meant to do this.
但是对方呢，就抖着话就说：“牧师，我很感谢你礼拜六晚上打错这个电话。
”And the person on the other line said he was kind of like shaking. He was saying that, Pastor, I really thank you for calling me by the phone.
因为在那一个晚上，我就准备要自杀。
Because at that evening, I was planning to commit a suicide.
那我总要在自杀前，我做了一个祷告。
But before I do that, I have a prayer.
我说，上帝，如果你不要我自杀，你让我有一个信息，有个信息。
And I said, God, if you don't want me to kill myself, give me a sign.
我当我要自杀的电话就响了。
When I want to do it, the phone rang.
我就去看那个电话是谁打来。
And I look at who made the call.
啊，电话里面那个荧幕显示全能神。
And the show up in the phone is say the Almighty God.
他吓了一跳。
He was really scared.
他不敢再去自杀了。
And he doesn't want to kill himself anymore.
后来才知道，原来这个打电话过来的是一个全能神教会打错电话打了过来的。
And just find out that the phone was called by a person from the Almighty God Church.
这个人就对牧师说：“我非常感谢你，因为你打来电话就拯救了我的生命。”
And the person said, "Look, Pastor, I really thank you because your phone call, you saved me."
所以这个传人神就是要我不要去自杀了。
And this Almighty God doesn't want him to kill.
那这个牧师也为他感谢上帝，他没有死掉了。
And the pastor gives thanks to God for because he was not died.
有人问
not dead.
有人问牧师，基督徒可以不可以自杀了
？And someone asked a pastor, like, can Christian commit suicide?
牧师就回答说，凡人都不应该自杀。
And the pastor replied, "No man can commit suicide."
基督徒更不应该自杀
especially for Christians.
因为我们所相信的上帝是全能的神
because the God we believe is an Almighty God.
他会解决你一切的问题
He will solve all your problems.
除非你不相信他
unless you don't believe in him.
最近在我们的社区里面有两位，这社区很有出名的人，他们都自杀而死。
And recently, there are two very famous persons in our community.
原因是他们患有忧郁症。
They kill themselves because they have a depression.
因为他们忧郁症的药都有副作用。
Because there's a side effect from the depression drug. And these people's behaviors start to deviate.
我告诉你, 基督徒患有忧郁症是最好的,
And even Christians, they have depression, and that's a good way to solve.
就是要, depression.
And depend on the Lord, you'll be healed.
只要你真心的相信他,
as long as you truly believe in him,
你的忧郁症一定会好,
and your depression will be healed.
因为耶稣曾经讲过一句话很重要,
because Jesus has said one very important word.
他说, 今天的难处, 今天当就够了,
and the burdens for today, you know, 2 days is enough for you.
所以我们把我们的难处都交给耶稣。
We put all our burdens to Jesus.
不要把365日的难处好像都要孭起来。
Don't put all the problem of the 365 days all on your shoulder.
我们今天的难处今天当就够。Bear
the burdens for 2 days only.
耶稣一定会把你今天的难处处理好。
And Jesus will help resolve your burden.
所以耶稣说,
That's why Jesus said, Do not worry for tomorrow.
明天有明天的忧虑。
And tomorrow has its own burden.
所以你要记得保罗说的一句话。
So you need to remember the things what Paul said.
今天的经文的六章, 哥林多前书六章十一节。
It is the first book, First Corinthians chapter 6.
他说,如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名,并借着我们神的灵,已经洁死净,称义了。It
said, But you were washed, you were sacrificed, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
所以我们作为基督徒要为主发光。
So be a Christian, we need to shine for our Lord.
我们行事为人都应当以公义为首,
and be righteous in everything we do.
过圣洁的生活, 荣耀上帝,
and live a holy life and glorify God.
愿神的话藏在我们心中,
May the words of God be in our hearts.
我们同心祷告,
Let us pray together.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 因为你借着保罗劝勉我们。
Lord, we thank you because you edify us through Paul's word. Although we can do anything, and then we need to obey God's will. May your words dwells inside us. To be the bread of our life. And change our lives every day. And we praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.